Welcome, everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua. Day 6, happy days. I thought I'd get a little bit on the lighter side since we've talked about some heavy things, so we'll see how this goes. The majority of my childhood was fun and a blessed time. One Christmas, Debbie and I both got bikes. Debbie got a normal girl's bike, and I got a J.C. Higgins 3-speed English bike with handbrakes. I can't imagine anyone else in the entire city of Greenville, or maybe the state of North Carolina, that had a 3-speed English bike. But that was Daddy. He had to be different. I didn't know much in those days to think it was weird. It was just a bike. Being different in the 50s was not a good thing. Regardless, I now had wheels, and I could go anywhere, and I did. I didn't think I ever used any of the other gears besides the middle one, but it was still fun. Later, and I'm not quite sure how he did it, Daddy tied a rope into one of the pecan trees, pronounced pecan, for those of you not from North Carolina. Pecan is for snooty people, and pecan is the way we say it down south. It was a long rope, and it hung down at least 20 feet with a few knots at the end so that you could grip it and swing we did. This started a whole new set of games for us, none of which would be considered safe these days. But let me see if I can describe how it went. You would hold on to the rope, and then you would run as fast as you could, and then as you reached the peak in midair, you'd turn your body around before you came down so that when you hit the ground, you could run again and get more height on the second run. Then midair, you would turn your body around again so that when you came down to the ground the third time, you could run even faster and get even higher. Then, the greatest thing was at the peak, you let go. Just to see how far you could fly through the air and land on the ground. Once you hit the ground, you made a mark, your spot, and the next person had to beat it. I spent hours on that rope, with or without friends, and loved playing with it. Obviously, it built strong stomach muscles, strong arms, and strong legs, but I was just having the time of my life. I'm not sure how long the rope lasted, but it was great while we had it. It was never replaced once it rotted, and at some point, I'm sure, it came out of the tree. And then we just moved on to other games and new adventures. We lived at 1101 Colonial Avenue, Greenville, North Carolina. I recently pulled it up on Google Maps, and the same house is still on that corner, 3 blocks from what used to be 3rd Street Elementary School, where Debbie and I went to the 1st through 6th grades. You can see the sidewalk where we played Snake in the Gutter, like I talked about a few days ago. Every fall, we had hurricane season, which to us kids didn't mean much. Sometimes we would lose electricity, but then we would just light a lantern and sit it in front of the front door and look outside at the lightning and all the wind blowing. One year, we lost one of the 3 pecan trees in the backyard, but it never hit the house or did any damage, just another adventure. Every year, the hurricanes would line up in the Atlantic, taking turns to follow the Gulf Stream up the coast to North Carolina and pick a place to come ashore. The graveyard of the Atlantic was just off Nag's Head, North Carolina, where ships would either be driven on sandbars of the Outer Banks by hurricanes or by following what they thought was a lighthouse light. The apparent lighthouse were really pirates who had hung a lantern around a, quote, nag's head, a horse's head, and walked the horse up the shore until the ship hit the sandbars, and then they would run out and raid the ships. Hurricane Hazel and Donna were two bad ones for us in Greenville during that time. But we got so used to them, it wasn't really a big deal. It's not good to be so casual about anything as bad as a hurricane, but that's just what happens. The Outer Banks was always the worst place to get hit. Some years you could lose 50 yards of beach, and some years you would gain 20 or 30 yards of beach. You just don't know. It just all became part of life in the Carolinas. So that's what I have for today, and I will share more with you tomorrow.